Just to provide a little bit of overview of what we're doing here, we're using all sorts of different tools and platforms and trying to stream them to each other. It's going to be a little bit crazy and chaotic, but that's what EVO is all about, is experimenting and playing together. As far as the, I think what's going to give you the best audio and video, I suggest webheadsinaction.org. I believe our plan is to, we'll be streaming there the whole time. So if you just want to watch and listen and join a text chat, that's a good place to be. But what we're going to be doing is talking here in the Hangout a little bit, going to Second Life to hang out with the Machine EVO people in world, probably coming back to the Hangout, talking about EVO and some of the sessions, and then we're going to go to the Illuminate, where people there will speak, and then we're going to WizIQ for Nelly's session, and then who knows what's going to happen. So in any event, it is the top of the hour. Why don't we say welcome to the EVO 2013 launch webcast. It is January 13th on most of the planet, 2013. I'm Jeff Lebo in Busan, Korea, and I'm going to try to juggle a lot of balls here. And let me turn it over to Vance for a minute to kind of officially welcome everyone as the grand poobah that he is.
Okay, well, let's see. We've got Bob from Poland, also in the webheadsinaction.org stream, and Graciela from Argentina, whom I believe I know, and Nina One. Would that be Nina Liekos? I'm not sure. Could be Nina Lilkum from Ukraine. But anyway, maybe you can identify yourself, Nina. Which one are you? Jennifer Verschur has just come to us in the Illuminate chat. And Lucy from Abu Dhabi, who was in at the session we did yesterday, Jeff. She was in the audience and immediately joined Molten MOOC and is back now for more. So that's cool. Jose Rodriguez. Hey, Jose. How are you?
So, Vance, do you want to say anything about EVO, the history, what it is, or do we want to jump into things?
Well, we could briefly introduce that. I suppose that's very appropriate. In the Illuminate session, I have a slide show up, the one that I showed yesterday. If there's any, but anyway, there's, you know, what that would be useful for is that it lists all the sessions and has all the moderators on them. So, but anyway, basically, EVO, Electronic Village Online, is a free annual professional development opportunity. It's probably, I would think, one of the best because it's all peer. It's done by peers, and it's also vetted. The sessions are vetted. Everybody who gives a session has had to, they can't just say they're going to do one. They actually have to produce something at the end of a training period. So since all this gets done through a coordinating team, the quality of the sessions is usually very high. And I guess I could look through my Illuminate slides and tell you what the sessions were. Let me just...
Well, I'm wondering, rather than go through them now, because we're going to go through them one by one, and I want to kind of... keep things moving along if possible. I will put the link into the call for participation that lists all the sessions and moderators. But I'm wondering, since we're all set up with Second Life, if we want to go ahead and kind of talk about that after you have any other words of wisdom or advice for participants.
Ah, words of wisdom. Why didn't you say so to begin with? Oh, anyway, well,
I'm wondering if anyone else is having problems with the audio, or is it just me?
I don't know. We're getting people in the... People are saying that it's coming through okay in the chats. And Elizabeth has just joined us from Grenoble.
It's been good so far. I could hear everything quite well.
Well, I was just going to say... We started setting up about an hour ago and worked out some audio problems. We don't have to really go into that details there, but it was very useful to get started. And since Jens was with us, he's in the Machine EVO session, and then Heike appeared as well. And Jeff offered to throw another cue ball into the splat and said, why don't we all go to Second Life and we'll start there and see if he can stream that. So he's there, and I think that's where we're going to start off. We're going to start talking about the machine EVO session. So I'd turn it over to Heike and Jens.
All right. Before we do that, I just want to, my words of wisdom are, don't be overwhelmed by the chaos of EVO. If you have questions, ask them. We're trying to tune into all the different chat rooms, so if you're having any problems, please post them there. We'll do our best to address them. Okay, Heike and Jens, we're going to go into Second Life now. What I would suggest, do you want to, are other people there that are going to be speaking in Second Life, or just the two of you?
Well, at the moment, there is Edith, and of course, you, and somebody called Mesh, and Heike is on her way. Heike is on her way.
Yeah, I've been logging in and off for about 10 minutes, and also I would like to get Dennis to join the Hangout, if at all possible. At least, I don't know.
Do you want to wait a few minutes, and we can have Thomas talk about the mentoring session?
Okay. That would be great, because I might still have to have 10 minutes to get into SL. Okay?
Okay.
That would be great.
All right. Congratulations, Thomas. You've moved to the front of the line.
Yeah, Thomas is one of the mentoring mentors, one of the mentoring moderators.
I'm happy to talk to you here. I'm afraid I won't have sound on Second Life, because... I don't know how Vance does it, but for me, Second Life voice only works if I'm on a VPN, but it slows down my connection so much that I don't want to risk it, because there are just a bit too many windows open, so I think I will do mine in the Hangout if that's okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I get the same problem. I use a VPN for voice. Second Life works fine without a VPN, but you can only text chat.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my experience.
So what can you tell us about the mentoring session of EVO?
All right. Well, it's been really, really exciting. You probably know that Marina Gonzalez and her colleagues have been doing the mentoring course for years and years now. The mentoring course is in its seventh year this year. And last year, colleague of mine, somebody I had never met before, Daniela Wagner, who is German but lives in the States and works at the university in Washington, D.C. We were both participants at the course last year, and we got really, really excited about what was going on, and we approached Marina.
I lost my audio for some reason. I don't know what's going on. Let me try again.
Nelly, I think you are having audio issues. We're not experiencing them, but maybe you can text us with questions.
Now. You should be able to hear me now.
We do.
We've been hearing you.
I think. Let me know if you can hear me now.
Yes,
we can hear you.
I guess.
Things are kind of funny.
We can hear you. But can you hear us?
Why don't we do that via text chat while Thomas continues?
All right. So, it was fantastic to be involved. Mentoring was at the time something that I was doing here with the Ministry of Education in Dubai, and I was working with a group of teachers, and it was a very frustrating experience for me. So it came in handy to have a session on mentoring here. At the Electronic Village, and then as the course went on, we got very, very excited about it. So Daniela and I decided to approach Marina if we could get involved as co-moderators for the course this year. So that's how it started, and we've been working together pretty much since the end of last year's EVO session, mentoring EVO session. We took part in the training in September, and we found Edmodo a very, very useful platform. So we are running our course on Edmodo. we've got 71 people who have registered for this course or session. Sorry, I will use course sometimes. That's just because I'm a teacher and I always think in courses, but it's not a course, it's a session. So we've got 71 people signed up for the session, and they've been really, really active during the week. We've covered the globe pretty much. We've got people from Kamchatka. We've got Olga from Kamchatka, from a rural part of Kamchatka as well. So if you can imagine rural, like remote of the remote. And then we've got the other end of the world, in Peru, we've got Victor Rojas, who probably many of you know already. So yeah, it's been a fascinating experience building the materials, putting together the curriculum, and I think it was an interesting, sometimes frustrating thing for those who had been running the course for a long time, to have new people coming in and trying to veer away the course from the way it had been run. But I think in the end we all got together as a very nice team, and we are all set and ready to go to start the course tomorrow.
I'm just curious, how are you defining mentoring? Is it kind of in a formal context? Is it certain academic levels? Is it more general, like the Webheads community of practice? You could say there's mentoring going on there. What's the scope
exactly
that's considered?
But the scope is, that was probably the most difficult for us to get our heads around. And this year we decided to concentrate mostly on different scenarios where mentoring takes place. So we will be talking about mentoring as something fairly organized and top down, and we will be talking about online mentoring. We'll discuss issues related to mentoring relationships, depending on which setup the mentoring happens. As I mentioned before, my frustration with mentoring here in the UAE at the time was that it was top down, and I very strongly believe that a proper mentoring relationship has to be more equal, and the participants have to sort of work on creating that relationship, not just somebody telling you that you are the mentor of somebody else. So we are going to look at different scenarios, and what we are, and because we've got such a wide variety of teachers with a big spread of different experiences, what we will try to do is to create scenarios which most teachers can identify with, and which they can be they can find something to take with them.
And you're going to be using
sense. Not much, sorry.
Well, speaking of taking it with them,
I rambled on a little bit, sorry.
You're going to be using the Edmodo. For people who are not officially part of the session or not part of the Edmodo, are you going to be putting any stuff out there publicly that people can tune into?
We've got a Twitter account, and we are using the Twitter hashtag MentorEvo for wider access to what is happening. A couple of us, me in the first place, and as the one of the moderators, and a few others are going to be blogging about it. Sorry, I'm just trying to watch too many directions. So, yes.
Oh, As long as you stopped talking a moment, Elizabeth in Grenoble is asking if, did you mention a Prezi, and if so, do you have a URL for it? They're asking about that in the text chat.
A Prezi about the Mentoring Evo?
Yeah.
I do have a Prezi about the Mentoring Evo. I'll find it in a second. I have
Elizabeth
a video,
says,
actually.
She says, Thomas made a super Prezi. Anyone got the URL? And so, anyway.
Oh, that's so kind of you. I will find it in a minute.
All right. While you're looking for that, I wanted to do a couple of things. First, check in with the Machine EVO people. How are you doing?
All right.
Particularly,
yes,
Heike, are you
fine.
Ready? And is Dennis?
Yes.
Has Dennis showed up?
We are all on destination now, Osna including.
All right, so we will head there next, but I forgot to do something that I always love to do at the beginning of these, which is ask people in the different venues, at Webheads in Action and at the Illuminate, to quickly say hello and where are you? I know a lot of people have done that informally, but it's always nice to have a list in the chat of where everybody is. So if you could just say hello from wherever you are, it's always nice to get that list and see, wow. Because whenever I talk about this, I promote EVO a lot to my trainees and friends, and I say, this is the most global, awesome group that I participate in. And as we see the global spots roll by, it's true. All right, Thomas, any final words or anything before we head into Second Life?
I don't know. I haven't prepared very thoroughly. I thought I would keep it fairly informal. But if you have any questions, I'm very happy to answer, and I will be updating my blog and on Twitter. I will be tweeting about it quite extensively for the next 5 weeks. So I'm really excited now. It was fantastic. This first week was. I thought it would be very quiet and slow, and the participants did keep us on our toes, and it's great that some of us are in the Western Hemisphere, and I'm here sort of in the middle, and we can cover the world. That worked out really well, that when I was sleeping, the people in America could keep in touch with the people who were signing up.
There's
anyway,
always a
so
webhead awake somewhere
us.
In the world.
It's fantastic to be part of this team, and I'm so proud, so happy.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. All right, Second Life people, do we want to get our audio from here, or do we want to do it from in-world?
Well, I'm still trying to reach Osna, who's on the platform, and it would be great to get Osna's voice from the platform, but he's a little bit, he's everywhere. So is let me give it a start to tell a little bit about Machine EVO, as this is the second session. Is it okay to give it a start here?
Certainly.
And would you want to stream Second Life? Because we are all there. Jens is there.
But that's my question. Where should I be getting audio from, though? Do you want it coming from the Hangout, or do we want it coming
from here for the moment?
Okay. And then we'll keep audio here, yeah. And I'll look at Second Life while you're doing that.
That would be great. Fantastic. So, a hello from normally Brussels, but today I'm in Munich. And we are here on Edunation. That is our new Machine EVO platform, Machinima platform that we've set up. This actually for languages. And it was Barbara Novelli and Jens Nerido who enabled this platform. If you zoom out a little bit, Nemo.
I'm working on it. It's my computer's feeling it,
yeah,
but I'm doing my best.
Same here, mate. Very difficult. So here present is Edith, Jens, myself, and Osna. Right next to it is somewhere. Okay. So this platform is hanging in midair. If you got a tiny little bit more, you might have. It's hanging in midair above Edunation, and it was specially set up for, at that time, Slanguages for a Machinima workshop. This time we're going to use it exclusively for Machine Evil. And I'm so happy that we have our second session of Machine Evil this year, because last year, I know, I remember we were so, so nervous because we set out to learn how to produce video and film in Second Life. Prerequisite of our session was Second Life experience. And last year we didn't have a single clue, neither of filmmaking, storyboarding, film editing, uploading, nothing. And Jens, interestingly, is he has been teaching filmmaking at college for about 20 years. We didn't know that at that time, that he's been a long-standing friend. And when we started to set up Machine Evil, he came out with this amazing truth for us that he's been the most professional out of all filmmakers out of us. We're just language teachers. And here's Osna. I'm wondering whether Osna can hear us. Let me see. Osna, would you be able to switch on the audio? Jeff LeBeau.
Yes, let me turn on my Second Life audio.
I've just started to introduce the people here present.
You're talking excellent.
You're talking excellent.
Do you want to take over?
Do you want to take over, Osna? We're very honored to for you to take this session.
Yes, well, I'm illustrating something by moving between three places. Never mind all of that. I've got echoes. I hope you haven't. Pekka, as she has started to tell you, is the powerhouse as usual, and she has organized this second yearly event. It's now the second year of Machinima. I hope and think you all know that Machinima is a word made up from machine and cinema. And with this very clever twist, Machine with an EVO at the end, it fits it into the present format. And what it's about, of course, is making videos, films, for use in our case, Second Life. So it brings together our incredible team who have great experience in producing Machinima, and teachers and people who are interested in acting, people interested in the technological side, and what holds it all together, those who want to use this in the teaching of foreign languages, especially the teaching of English as a foreign language. I will pause there in case nobody's hearing me.
Can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
Probably not. People in the Hangout were not speaking in Second Life.
Yes, I can hear you extremely well.
Loud and clear.
I will say this very... No, I can. I can hear you very well indeed. I started off with your wonderful calendar, which then started going backwards, and having got to opening time, it went back to this event will start in 8 minutes. That confused me.
Ah. Confused us, too.
Okay, I don't know whether you hear me now, Osna. I would like to just continue with that, to explain a little bit how we are running the session, if that's okay.
Yes.
We meet three times a week here on the platform for various sessions, such as first is cinema time. We're looking at the 17, well, so far it's already 40 machinimas that we've all produced since last year, which we are very proud of, obviously. And then we will introduce our productions to everyone and help get a feeling for it and critique it a little bit, and then set out to do storyboarding. And this year what we will do differently from last year is the following. We would like to, as educators, focus on how to use Machinima in class, how to use these videos in class, and also how to immerse our language learners to start their own productions. Yeah, that is the focus. And this year, we would like to start off with the storyboarding with some still images, create the story up front with still images, and then go into the filming bit, because we find that's a bit scaffolding it in a way that people can more manage. We're very, very confident this year that we are looking forward to a great session, and I'm personally very happy about Machinibo. And I'm happy about because of the following reason, and this is how I describe this, because we can say that moving pictures and sound and stories are the most powerful way of communicating learning content. And I think our learners are already, some of them are in the Generation Z, which is called the generation that is quite familiar with video and film from childhood, and they're quite sophisticated consumers of film. And so when we educators produce some language learning conversations for the purpose of learning the language, then I think we ought to sort of meet some heightened expectations of some of these. Some of them are native video producers themselves. Yeah. So YouTube is really a great community. YouTube is now, I think, the second after Facebook, and second most popular search engine as well. So we're looking forward to again a new set of videos, and then that's for me. Thank you very much for listening.
Maybe I could say a bit also. I have a small thing I would like to say. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, besides all the things I'm talking about making Machinima, the most important thing I actually think is the social dimension in the teamwork, that we are, this is a global course, that we are able with the technology today to be able to collaborate and work together on a project, making a film from the beginning to the end. That's a fantastic thing. So the social dimension is more than 50% of the whole process. And that's, of course, in all teaching is a very important part. Okay.
All right. I had one quick technical question. I was looking on your stations here, and you mentioned the free Camtasia software. Is that something other than Jing?
No, the free Camtasia software we are using is only the 30-day trial one.
Ah.
Yeah. It's we're using Fraps to do the actual recordings. Fraps, the free version of Fraps, or the paid version of the $30 cost paid version. But Camtasia itself is not free, and yet we've decided to use Camtasia for the 30 days because we find it's the, everyone has it, and it's the easiest one we can communicate to everyone to learn how to edit. There are editing tools around that are free, and we list those on the website, but we've decided to use Camtasia for the session.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to see you in World. We will look forward to staying tuned. I'm going to go ahead and exit Second Life, but we'll hope to catch you here again soon. Okay. Okay, that was exciting.
Hi. Thank you very much.
New first.
Great. Fantastic. I wouldn't dare to do that.
But webheads inspire us all to try crazy things. So yes. who's next? And if there are people in tuning in wherever and they're ready to come in.
Jeff,
yes.
Can you join us? Because I don't know how long my system can hold out in WizIQ.
Okay, our next there. Stop is going to be the...
Sorry.
WizIQ room for the Moodle group.
Yeah, do you have the link? You're
yes, I do.
An invited guest.
Another challenge.
And do we want to put that link in other places so people can join if they want, or is this more just a show and tell kind of thing?
Can't seem to. Can you share the link, Jeff?
Can
because
you share the link,
the hangout
Jeff?
Just because freezes my system.
The hangout just freezes my system on
okay.
the Mac.
I'm putting that link into the text chats at both venues.
And all right, so Jeff is coming, and we're going to be streaming here in the Hangout.
Okay, and
okay,
do you want be speaking in the WizIQ or in the Hangout? Because we should mute you one place or the other.
WizIQ.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and mute you in the Hangout, and we'll listen to you in the... Or actually, I won't... Let's see how this goes, because people who are in the Hangout won't be able to hear you.
But even though I'm muted, I'm still being...
All right, well, we'll see how things go.
I'll just leave.
Oh, while you're doing that, Alex in Australia is wearing POV glasses, and he's making screenshots, and he's filming.
There, maybe that'll be better. Okay, I think that I'm not going to have any
he's
audio issues now since I'm only here. I left the Hangout. Are you familiar with the Hangout, everyone? Have you tried the Hangout before? It's a Google Plus. If you have a Gmail account, it should be quite easy. All right, so I'm going to pass on the mics to you so you can talk about your experiences. Oh, there, Jeff is here. Do I give you, video and so on? I'll just do that. There you are. Hello, Jeff. You look very interesting. You're screening, I see. Can you also speak through here, or maybe not? Okay, I had to leave the Hangout because I was echoing within myself, even though I don't think I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, you hear me.
I'll pass on the mics to others. Jeff?
Okay, if you hear me, that's great. I'm actually looking forward to getting up to speed with WizIQ. I've always been rooting for WizIQ. You know, it's a corporately friendly alternative to some other bigger options.
Yeah, they're very friendly. I'd like to say that they're so friendly, in fact, that you can actually ask for features that would make teaching and learning better for you. You can ask for anything. I asked for different languages, and within 2 weeks, there was an interface of WizIQ, these virtual classes in Arabic, in Hebrew, in other languages, which are generally, if we're talking about Hebrew and Arabic, they're from right to left, which is a bit problematic, but they had no problems. I also contacted other organizations like Adobe Connect, and they said, forget it. We don't cater to anybody's needs. So that's basically why I like WizIQ. And the Moodle for Teachers session is going to be within the two systems, within a Moodle as well as WizIQ. And the reason it's going to be on WizIQ as well is because after the course, participants can continue connecting and getting information. Moodle is a closed platform, password protected with courses that are limited in time. They're not on the cloud and they don't run forever. Where elsewhere, you can keep on connecting with your participants. So that's why we've got the two systems. going. And I'm going to pass on the mic to others here who can say hello. We've got people from around the globe, actually. So, Luan, can I pass on the mic to you and to Duma? Duma's well known as a curator from around the world, and there's Professor Oliver and Ada. So, I'm just basically passing on the mics to everybody, whoever is able to grab it. Ooh. Also speak. So we've got Professor Oliver. Hello. Maybe you'd like to tell us where you're from and about the course that you're going to take. Professor Oliver just muted his mic, so that didn't go too well. Duma, let me give you the mic. There we go. And I think that maybe we can also see you, Duma. Actually, it's Lucien, isn't it? I'm not sure. Okay, Lucien, do you want to say a few words? Okay, we're not getting anyone, so I guess it's just me who's going to be speaking at the moment. All right, so a little bit about the course. Here's a little bit, since you're screen sharing, I see there, Jeff. Course highlights? Well, the course is going to be only... actually, two things. It's going to be about Moodle, and participants are going to have a chance to practice as they go and teach others, so that it's a very active kind of learning. These are the course highlights. They're going to be learning basic Moodle skills, such as what it means to add resources, activities to engage learners, the blocks that they'll be able to use, and how to manage enrollments. Those are the basic things. One of the most difficult things about Moodle is enrolling, okay, because Moodle is password protected, and the course has a key. So I created a video with all the explanations to make things easier. But you know what? No matter how easy you think you're making things online, there are always questions, which are great because they're very helpful in getting us going. Here's a video. I don't know whether this is going to work, but it should be interesting if we can get this working. Here's Evo 2013. Registration has started, and this is how you can create your account. It's muting all over the place, so I just stopped it. I was just wondering if it would work. All right, so that's about the Moodle. Another thing is the facilitators. I'll be co-facilitating the course, the five-week course, with three other people that I met online and face-to-face eventually. And we're all doctors, which is nice, since we worked really hard to get our degrees. There's Dr. Lilis Renova, Dr. Nancy Zingone, Dr. Barbara Yalov, and myself. So it's going to be really exciting since we met on Moodle. I taught and they were my students, so it's nice to have students becoming facilitators and so on. So it's really going to be a fun workshop, and I'm really looking forward to all the participants. Let me see if I can get Duma to speak here. I know that he has a lot to say. Nah, it's not working. Oh, he's got a really slow system. Okay, so that's it, Jeff. If there are any questions, you're welcome to ask.
All right. It looks good. We'll look forward. Now, people will need to log into the Moodle to see all the good stuff?
Yes. And the link to the Moodle is, again, I'm just going to share the video with you that's on the same page that you came through. If you can just get that link. Can you get that link, Jeff? Everything's on that link. You'll get the video with the introduction, and then the syllabus is in the information on the video. So basically, it's all there. Yeah. Not that link. I was thinking of the WizIQ, the current session link. I just can't move because once I'm in the Hangout, I'm hijacked. Okay. Let's see if I got the link. I got it. Okay, here's the link. I'll share it in the class. That's the link, okay? That link has everything. It's got the video that introduces and the syllabus for the course. So it's all there. We've got a few ways of getting to people, but I think YouTube does a really great job. So I've added things there.
All right. Well, thank you, Nellie. We're going
to... Wait a minute. Wait, there's Helene. Get her. She's our mentor. Mentors have mentors. Helene is overlooking the course. I think this is our second year together, so if we can get Helene up here, that would be great. Okay, I'm just passing it on to her. If not, oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a huge latency. Let me take my... So we can get Helene. Well, maybe Helene will join us.
Yeah, if you or Helene or others want to join in later, please feel free to revisit the Hangout.
Yeah. Helene will try to join us later. So I'm closing this this session off.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we are heading back to the Hangout. Hello, Hangout. And we've been joined by a few...
Yeah, Jeff, we might...
Yes, Vance, please.
Lawan is here. Yeah. Teresa needs to go in about 20 minutes or so, so we might want to pop over to Illuminate a little bit and pick up the BAW crowd while she's still there.
Okay.
Now for the next mission.
Okay, I'm switching to the Illuminate. I am going to turn myself off in the Illuminate. I am no longer talking. And we should be able to hear the Illuminate when people speak there. Over to you, Illuminate.
Over to me?
To anyone in the Illuminate who wants to speak.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Okay, let's see. I seem to be pressing the audio button. Why am I? No. Yeah, somebody has talk. It's Teresa. Okay.
Oh, wait. Why am I not hearing Teresa? Are you hearing Teresa in the Illuminate?
Yes.
Okay, we hear you.
We have Maisie,
now.
Who's also being a part of Boa participant, and all other friends, Lane, Evelyn, etc. Well, again, I'm the representative of Bo here, but Ayat and Fernanda can also say a few words. I'd like to say that we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, which is a great feat. And let me see if I can put a link to the 10 years of Boa page, if you'd like to take a look. I created this page with everybody, meaning coordinators, moderators, and guest speakers we've had along the years. And we are very excited about this 10th year. We're going to have lots of guest speakers, practically 2 a week. And we are going to have, I'm sure, a very special graduation party, which will be prepared for the 17th of February. And it's the same with a few new tools. So we deal basically with the Web 2.0 tools, and we have a different topic each week. We start with the first week in getting familiar with Yahoo Groups and PV Works, and then we go on to audio and video, etc. Last week is basically blended learning, because that's one of the great things we're talking about, blended learning and online learning too. And we have a fabulous group of coordinators and moderators. Coordinators are Fernanda, who is here, and Daf, and Larissa, who is Yakutian in the United States. And we have different mods from all over the world. It's a very international group. We work with Yahoo Groups. It's been very loyal to us since 2004 when we started, and also with PV Works. But those are the main tools, and then we deal with, as I said, different Web 2.0 tools during the 5 weeks. So maybe I can pass on the mic to Ayat and Fernanda if they want to say something. So bye-bye to everyone. Enjoy the EVO workshop. At the moment, we have, I think, close to 200 participants from many different countries. I still haven't jotted that down. But I can say that at the end of Boa 12, we had 2,800 participants in those 9 years from 104 countries, which I think is just fabulous. It's amazing for us. Very great feeling. So bye-bye, everyone, and enjoy the 5 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Teresa. I'll put in a word in that session eventually, once it starts, but I've been looking at all the introductions that have been coming through and looking forward to speaking to you actually on Wednesday.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
This might not be audible in the
okay.
Illuminate.
Okay, this is Ayat from Egypt. I'm one of the honored co-moderators of Bo. I have joined Bo as a participant in 2011, and then I had a great chance to be one of the co-moderators. I just would like to say something that, if you all agree with me, most of the web heads here started with Bo. So it's like the starting point for a very long journey later on that really makes great web heads. Another point is that our week 5, which is about blended learning, it's supposed to be the last week, but it's actually the beginning of very successful collaboration projects between the participants, and I was honored to be one of them. And we also extended our session last year to have more collaboration later on after Bo, so it doesn't just end in week 5. We have an extended Bo course later on after the week 5 ends. So Bo is just the beginning for all newbies, and it's also a long life journey later on. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? This is Fernanda in Portugal. I'm one of the board 13 moderators. And in fact, I've been a moderator since 2007. I'm very excited about this year's coordinator. Yes, Teresa, thank you. We are very excited about this year's workshops. As we are, as Teresa already said, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary. And up to the moment, I can say that we already have 185 people joining us from several countries. It's difficult to tell you, but I can mention a few ones. Abu Dhabi, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Croatia, Egypt, France, Germany, India, Iran. Well, I'm going to stop because the list is enormous, and if someone else right. Well, so I'm going to finish from the moment, so if someone else wants to say something, go ahead. See you in Bo 13. Have a nice day and enjoy the sessions.
Hi, this is Sandra Rogers. I'm not sure what happened, but we have a moment of silence right now. I think maybe we lost Jeff, but he will be back. Who's next on the lineup?
Yeah, so we're unable to communicate from the Hangout into Illuminate. Is that correct?
That is correct. Vance is still in the Hangout, unable to communicate in the Illuminate. I believe I can communicate in both places. If anyone else is in the Illuminate and would like to speak either about becoming a webhead or while we're here, if people would like to discuss their other sessions, we could do that as well. So go ahead and grab the microphone and say whatever you'd like.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. As I just said, we're for the DigiKids session, we've moved over to Edmodo as our main communication platform. And those who... and those who have tried using Edmodo know that it can be really brilliant and it can be really a mess depending on how people use it. So we're sorting that out. Fortunately, we have the week to do that. But we're encountering another problem, which is a bit serious, is that as last year we'd taken Posterous as the platform for everyone to post their production on. Now Posterous was really exceptional as a platform because you can have collaborators who are co-editors who have full access to the site, and then you can allow anyone to post via email. So this is really good because we ended up with a real blog with posts from all of the participants, and it was very conducive to interaction. And then in March this year, Twitter took over Posterous, and now it seems, I don't know who Twitter is attached to. Is Twitter very much attached to Facebook, maybe? Anyway, now it's getting so closely integrated into Facebook that I'm afraid it might be a problem for some participants, because it takes a while for some people to put themselves out there, like in the way that Facebook requires you do that. Well, I'll just finish up with an example of one of the problems, which the really sad thing is that all of this change is this week. So, for example, Postgres had a function like, so you could click on a like button within Postgres. Now, last night they changed that and turned it into a tweet or Facebook like. So now if you sort of signal you've read someone's post, it's going to go all over Facebook and all over Twitter. Yikes. Not quite sure how to deal with this. But well, we'll see what happens. So what can I say? Some people have started. It's certainly not a bulk course, I think, although we do have some real beginners and some very competent members. So it's very much interaction, and some people have started already making great looking things which they have managed to post on this Postgres. Voila, for me. Ezra has left, I think, or Marissa, or is there anyone else here to speak about DigiKids? But that's it for me.
Hello, can you hear me? Hey everyone, I'm Marissa. I'm involved in the DigiKids storytelling, digital storytelling for young learners as well. And as you see here, it's a great group of people who have a lot of experience in tech tools and teaching young learners. And I think the problems that Elizabeth described can be problems for any platform, but it's a learning curve for us as well, learning to use the different tools. In any case, we've begun with the Postgres and getting people involved in already creating little presentations. I don't know if I can share. Elizabeth, I don't know if you have our Postgres link handy to share, because I don't have it handy here. I can try and find it for you in a minute. They've already started introducing themselves, and already there's a great array of small presentations. Thank you. And people introducing themselves using Storybird and Go Animate and Extra Normal and so on. So it's a great collection of people who want to share ideas about creating stories through comics, through video, through storyboarding. And I think it's not a beginner's course in teaching young learners. It's a course for people who want to develop their skills and who want to engage young learners into some technology that can be really meaningfully integrated into their lessons. And I think we're all going to have a great time learning together. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you.
I still can't talk.
Great job, Marissa. Thanks.
Illuminate. But it's on a different computer from the Hangout, so I don't know why that is.
So Vance was hoping to speak here in the Illuminate, but he's having some issues.
yep.
If there's anyone else who would like to say hello from the Illuminate, please speak now, or we're going to head back to the Hangout. No pressure.
Is there anyone from Drama?
Susan,
anyone from Drama here?
Susan is tuning in at webheadsinaction.org, and we'll try to get her into the Hangout, Susan. And I'll text you how to do so in the chat, or if you prefer to come to the Illuminate, that's fine. Oh, and I did want to chime in about the posters thing changing. There's sort of a lesson to be learned there, I think. You know, it's so much of what Webheads is about is adapting and adjusting to the latest stuff, and things are always changing. And for me, Webheads and EVO is always a chance to get caught up and find out what are the latest tools and the latest changes. So it's kind of a great crowdsourcing, constant adjustment to the state of the art. All right, Illuminate. Miguel is in the Hangout and I believe ready to talk about podcasting. So we're going to move over there and I'll go back to streaming it here in the Illuminate. And if other people join, we'll check in again later. Give me a moment here to readjust. Hello, Miguel. We've got you.
But no audio.
Miguel, we're not getting any audio from you.
What about now? Can you listen to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, hola, everybody. Hello there, everybody. Miguel Mendoza from Caracas, Venezuela. I am one of the co-moderators for the podcasting for the ESL-EFL classroom session. There are some other moderators participating in this session. Evelyn Izquierdo, Venezuela. Julia Ascension, Venezuela, but living in the United States. And Miguel Pérez from Venezuela as well. This is the third year we are offering the podcasting for the ESL-EFL classroom session, and we are really happy to participate again in this EVO event. Okay, the idea of this session is basically to provide or help EFL-ESL teachers to learn how to record and share a podcast. That's basically it. Now, how are they going to do that? Well, from week one to week five, they're going to be doing several activities that are going to help them do that. For example, week one, they are going to get to know each other. They are going to also answer a survey, talk about their expectations, et cetera, et cetera. But from week two to week four, they are going to become familiar with Audacity, for example, which is a software they can download for free to record. And they are going to learn how to share that audio file they are going to record using Audacity. They are also to become familiar with web-based recorders like Podomatic or Podbean, SoundCloud, and they're going to learn how to share that thing. Now, the idea of the session is not only learning how to use these web tools to record or share podcasts. It's also to learn or to have an idea on how to plan your classes around them. The pedagogical application. And to do that, they are going to read about some of the teacher's experiences.
Oop, lost audio again.
Yep, Miguel seems frozen. Oh, and he
dropped out
of the Hangout. Alexander, while we're waiting for Miguel to hopefully rejoin, is there anything you'd like to share?
What about Alex here?
That's what I was asking.
Audio there, seeing if you can hear me okay.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Thank you. I so happened to see Vance's invitation, which is very welcoming, and very keen to co-join initiatives, as always, with the engineering, human computing, wearable tech side of things as well. I've dropped a few links in the chat, which I hope can be published at some point across the webheads and the Evo crowd. And as always, with the Talo initiative, which is ostensibly an Asia-Pacific conversation, I'm very keen to contribute in any way I can to Evo. So I'll have to explore a little more with Vance in due time. I'm under the pump, and as you can see, it's 2 a.m. for me. I just so happened to be awake and jumped in, but I'm hoping to get an opportunity to co-join this amazing group of people and perhaps present something as to what I'm up to at the moment within my research and teaching in big data side of things as well. So thank you very much for the opportunity for joining.
Hey, you've got an interesting conference coming up on valence. Is that what it is, or is it a POV thing, or both probably?
No, it's both. If people were to go to valence.me, they'll understand that we're actually looking at where technologies are having a huge impact on people, particularly with the onset of technologies such as Google Glass, Autographer, Mimito, and other body-worn cameras, which are soon to be very widely distributed globally, which will have, we believe, a profound impact on humanity in general. So if you were to go to valence.me and have a look, you'll certainly, after reading through that environment, get to see who the key speakers are and what the conversations are about, and probably even a few familiar faces too, Vance.
No doubt. Well, I've actually listened to your podcast. Which one is it? The one that you podcast. What is the podcast where you post all the conference? You're going to be podcasting this one, I presume. Where will you post it?
Well, look, this is what I've done. You'll notice the latest post I've just posted a moment ago on valence.me. I'm trying to, as this conference is about talking about transparency, I'm trying to open this. What Webhead Stars and Evo and all of these environments is really open conversation in a global context and in a transdisciplinary and cross-domain, cross-sector way. I'm hoping that valence.me will offer the same opportunity for people to join virtually and perhaps join some of the virtual sessions that are happening at that environment. So I'm sort of advocating for that to happen back into that program committee. So this is a bit of a political initiative that I'm running right now to open conversation up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Those links into Illuminate.
Yep. I wanted to let Miguel finish and also say hello to Sandra, who has joined us. Hello, Sandra. And back to you, Miguel.
Okay, so a connectivity issue or something like that. So I was talking about week two. Participants were going to learn how to record and share their audio files, their podcasts using Audacity and web-based recorders. But also they're going to learn a little bit on how they can use those podcasts in the language classroom by reading. And also from the activities that we're going to plan for them, they can use them also to explore a little bit podcasts in the language classroom. For our session, we are using Yahoo as the main platform, but we have created three blogs, a session blog, an activity blog, and a reading blog. We are also going to be using WizIQ for our live sessions. And, well, the idea is basically to sort of use a Web 2 approach, more than a Web 1 approach for podcasts. And by this, I mean that we want participants to learn how to record and share and planning activities around those podcasts, more than just listening and planning activities from already made podcasts. So I think that's basically it. I don't know if you have any questions before I have any other connectivity issue.
Is there a mega link that if we want to just subscribe to all the audio or check out the latest stuff, what's the best place to find it?
There's the Yahoo Groups. We are going to be uploading the recordings to the Yahoo Groups, but also from the blogs, from the activity blog, especially the session blog. In the session blog, we're going to be sharing all the blogs participants are going to create, which, by the way, they are going to showcase during week five. With their podcasts and also the projects that they are going to be planning throughout the session.
And might you be doing any live streaming?
Yep. That's going to be every Saturday, 11:30.
GMT? Hi, Sandra.
Yeah, and finish that thought, I think it's going to be in the WizIQ. I was just checking out their session page, and I believe they'll be having their sessions in the WizIQ. I'm assuming Miguel has frozen and maybe... Oh, it looks like he's back.
Yeah, there are questions in the webedsinaction.org chat about the time. But I suppose if you just go to the... You know, you can easily find the podcast websites from the EVO sessions, and you can find out, you know, from easily get that information.
And Miguel is back to answer that question. We had a question regarding time zone.
11:30, what time? Yeah, what time zone for the podcasts? You said they were every Saturday at 11:30.
Miguel, I don't think we're hearing you. I know we're not hearing you.
Ask him to chat, to put it in the chat box, and then we can read it for him.
Yes. Could someone text that?
That's a good idea.
Yes.
We'll
get that information. And Sandra, in the meantime, would you like to chime in with whatever you'd like to share?
Oh, I just want to say welcome to everybody to the 2013 Electronic Village Online. And I'm one of the coordinators, and the team headed by Carla Arena has done a fabulous job, and we have a whole team behind the coordination team of mentors that help us. And some of us are mentoring, too. I'm mentoring the the mentoring session for Evo. You heard Tomas speak earlier. So, and it's a learning experience for everyone, including the coordinators. For example, I'm going to take the podcasting session again and becoming a webhead. So we're all participants here, and we're all volunteers from, well, many of us are part of the computer-assisted language learning interest section with TESOL. So this is an all-volunteer group, and we love to give our time because we learn so much from it. So thanks, everybody.
Do you have any advice or suggestions for first-timers who might be feeling confused, overwhelmed, they can't keep up? What are some survival skills for EVO?
Okay, well, one of the things for that the moderators will be very understanding if you're silent or if you're what we call a lurker. So if you're hanging back and not participating, and then all of a sudden they may invite you to a live session or send you a private email. So they're going to be trying to get you on board. And it's okay if you have tons of work, because all of us have our jobs, and then we're trying to volunteer for this. So we understand that you are involved as an educator. You don't have much time, but the little bit of time you have. So we, for example, this session is recorded, and so you can view it at a later time. So very flexible scheduling for asynchronous and synchronous activities.
Thank you. Excellent words of wisdom.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself now.
Okay. Yeah, please do stick around. Miguel, I don't know if we have your audio back or if we've gotten information on time zone. And on that note, Miguel left. So, which is something, you know, it's sort of Webheads 101 or EVO 101 is learning GMT or UTC. Whenever you give times, it's very helpful to give that as a reference, because we are coming from so many different time zones. We have space in the Hangout. If anyone is in there and would like to discuss their Hangout, their session, please let us know in some place. While we're doing that, I will share my my map of where people are tuning in from.
I guess at some point I could talk about Multimook.
Oh, yeah. We got the Multimook guy.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Multimook. Well, it's it was called Multiliteracies for some time, and it's a course that's evolved over the years and develops a community. It's kind of a little bit different from some of the other EVO sessions. For example, the podcasting session was run really successfully by Evelyn and perhaps Miguel. I don't really remember, but they've done it before. But I don't know if they're keeping the same community. Maybe I could ask that. Are you building time after time? Like even becoming a webhead, for example, sort of takes a different group of people each time. Although, of course, everybody sort of becomes a community with the webheads umbrella group. Are there any other sessions that sort of try to become a community year after year with the same Yahoo group, for example? I think that the MOOC session, the multiliteracy session, is probably the only one. I've you know, purposely tried to keep a lot of continuity there. For example, we have a tag for the EVO MLIT is for a tag for, you know, if you put that in, you'll get hits from, you know, Flickr photos and things like that from way back, you know. So you tend to get, and we keep the same Yahoo group, so we try to sort of perpetuate the sense of community. That's one thing we try to do. And also, I like one of the MOOCs that's running right now says that it has a syllabus that participants are expected to break. And I think that's kind of the philosophy that you know, going from the MOOCs, the CMOOCs in particular, not the XMOOCs, which are have a syllabus that everyone is expected to follow and get a certificate at the end. But a CMOOC is where the participants should be developing the syllabus from internal. You know, it goes on George Siemens' premises that everyone in his lectures is a different individual. He doesn't really know where they're coming from. So he talks in some of his, he's talking to Howard Rheingold, for example. There's Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
He explained to Harold Reingold that the idea is that the facilitator of a MOOC doesn't make a path for everyone to follow. The facilitator is trying to get everyone to create their own paths. So, and MOOCs don't have centers either. It's that's a big question. And in a way, it kind of relates to what Sandra was just saying. You know, how do you cope with all this information overload? And that's kind of what MOOCs are sort of designed to do, is to try to get you comfortable with the information overload and learn that the networking is the most important part of it, and to try to document what you're doing somewhere. So we sort of work on e-portfolios. This year I'm going to try to introduce badges. I'm going to try to form a group of people in the multi-MOOC that will develop the badge aspect, for example, as their project for the so at the end of the course we'll all have badges. But it's things like that the course does have the syllabus. You can get to it by going to goodbyegutenberg.pbworks.com. But and it has co-moderators. There's Anna Christina Pratas is living in Al-Ain near here in the UAE. She's agreed to join us, and also Claire Braden Siskin, who a lot of us know from TESOL. She's kind of in between jobs right now. She'll be going to Mozambique soon for the ELF program. And we also have Tony Gurr in Turkey. I'm not sure how assiduously he seems to be very busy writing books and things like that. But in any event, we have these people, and I don't know if any of the moderators really there's not a lot of top-down organization in this kind of course and what we're doing. So it learning is messy. It's supposed to be. That's kind of we emphasize that, and we also consider that learning is from a berry bush. We put a berry bush out with tidbits of things that people can do. It's like fishing. When you're hungry, you go down to the ocean, you throw in a line, you take out a fish, and then you're satisfied. You don't worry about all the fish that aren't there. So that's kind of what sipping from the fire hose is like. You're just glad if you get a drink of water and forget about all the water that goes by. So EVO is kind of like that too. You're going to get a lot of information. You could get information overload, but the thing to focus on is what you what you're gaining from it.
And where are your live sessions going to be?
Susan.
Yeah, Susan, well, congratulations on making it in.
Our live sessions are... Oh, hi, Susan. How are you?
Good I'm fine, you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can hear everybody there.
Oh, really?
Televisions, something...
It's Liverpool playing Manchester City. What do you think? Oh dear, Manchester United. I'm in trouble now.
Give him your headset. Well, actually, I just want to say one more thing, and that is about the live sessions coming up. And especially, I don't know if you're aware, Jeff, but Dave Cormier is joining us 1 week from today, and you might want to be involved in that. So we'll talk to you about that later.
But, always a pleasure to heckle Dave.
Yeah, of course. There you are. And a couple of Kurt Bonk is joining us. And we have, you know, a lot of other people. And they're all listed at learningtogether.pbworks.com. And I hope most of you know about learningtogether.pbworks.com.
Why don't you take a second just to plug that before we get to Susan? Because in case people aren't, it's, you know, EVO lasts 5 weeks, Learning Together lasts forever.
Yes, that's right. Lifelong learning. Well, it's been going for 3 years now in that guise. Of course, it was Webheads before that. So that's been going for over 10 years.
Thank you, Peggy. All right, let's hand it over to Susan to tell us all
about... I'm ready for the play-by-play.
The play-by-play and the drama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try and tell my men friends here to not cheer too much if Liverpool scores, okay? hi, everybody. Oh, am I getting a lot of feedback?
We hear you fine. If you were listening before and you did not mute or pause the YouTube, then you're getting double audio. So on that page where you were text chatting, You want to stop the video.
Ah, how do I do that?
Go, either close that page or go to that page and click on the pause button in the video window.
In the video window.
Mm. Or just close that page.
Okay. Close that page.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I still here?
You are still here. You're Does still life here. Sound more sane?
I'm always terrified of closing pages. I lose things very often. Okay. Evo Drama. I've been moderating on Evo Drama for 6 years now. We normally have about 300 members. And this year, up to now, we've got 147 signed in. And we're expecting the rest of the group to sign in. We, as drama people, are not very techy, as most... Ooh, bless you, Vance. as I'll most mute. Of you know. We try not to do too much techie stuff. We are trying to include voice mail view and Voxapop and Animoto and Storybird and things like that, but we don't have very great expectations because we find that the drama types, although they love doing voice and body movement and role play and improvisation, in reality they seem to shy away from it in the virtual world. And if anybody can give us any help on that, we would really appreciate it. But we have a lovely syllabus lined up for this year, and we're getting people returning from many years in the group. So it's great. We're getting lots of new people from China, too. So
regarding the tech question, don't you think this kind of Google Plus Hangout would lend itself to certain drama activities?
Absolutely. But you would have to teach me how to do it first.
You've done it.
You're teaching yourself right now.
I tried to do it, actually. I found out about it, and I tried to do it. I thought it would be a great way of inserting some drama into Evo Drama. But I couldn't work it out. I couldn't work out how to include people.
Well, I'd be glad to lend a hand if there is interest. We geeks like to hang out with you artists, so, you know, we can all be one.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you. Let's do that. We're going to be using WizIQ, and I'm actually reasonably proficient on WizIQ, can you believe it? Because I do it with my team of teachers once a month, and we have discussion groups, and I teach as well. Oh, Sandra! Don't frighten me like that. I'm easily frightened, you know.
She's the timekeeper.
Okay. Am I done?
No, we're just teasing you.
Any questions? Stop it, Sandra. Any questions?
Oh.
Well, I was just adding some drama.
And I'm sorry, when are your live sessions?
Very effective. Sorry?
When are your live sessions?
We haven't actually sorted that out yet.
Okay. You drama folks are very spontaneous.
We're very new at technology, I'm afraid, and we're not very organized. And we have so many people as well. That's the problem. You know, from so many different time zones, it's very hard to find a good time for everybody.
Which is sort of a general note. I mean, lives or synchronous events don't always have to be everybody. You know, the numbers are big enough so that if you want this time zone team and that time zone team.
Yeah, I said that to the group that, you know, we should do lots of WizIQs. And if people can't join, they can't join. But maybe we can cater for small groups of people if we do lots of them. I've also got Patrice Baldwin, who's the president of National Drama, to do WizIQ for us as well. So that's exciting. She did a podcast for us last year, and she's doing a WizIQ for us this year. So we are moving forward slowly.
Yeah, I might add that Susan did a really inspiring session with for us on learning together. And if you, yeah, you can go and search for it there. And there's an index, and if you just search for Susan Hilliard, you'll find it. It's a really amazing video of some of the work she's been doing with children in Argentina.
Thank you. I'm actually going to IATEFL in April. I've been invited to speak about it, so maybe see you there in Liverpool. Okay, thanks, Sandra. Thanks, everybody. Great talking to you. How do I get out of here and give somebody else a chance?
You're welcome to hang out if you want. We have plenty of space. If you want to leave, you can just close this window, and that'll
okay,
close you
probably
up.
Leave you in peace.
I believe we have two sessions left that we have not discussed, I believe, designed for business and neuroscience. If anyone is available from those sessions, I'm going to go ahead and toss the actual Hangout link in both chats. So if you're a moderator or you just like to say hello, go ahead and join. But before you join, stop the YouTube or mute the Illuminate or leave the Illuminate. If not, you're going to suffer audio confusion, I promise you. Susan can vouch for this. So before you join the Hangout, you want to stop whatever audio is happening in your life, or you're going to experience audio strangeness. Yes. All right, here is the Hangout link. I'm tossing it into the various chats.
Just on the topic of neurosciences, I have Carla here in the text. No, sorry, in Skype. She Skyped me, and she said she was trying to. She said, first of all, that Sandra said she could be heard in. I'm not sure that she said the Hangout, but in the stream was. Did Carla join us earlier in the program?
Not that I'm aware of.
Sandra? Yeah. Okay. She says, Sandra told me you could hear me in the Hangout. Well, anyway, and then she said she was supposed to send me. Sandra denied that.
I was referring to Nellie.
Oh,
I didn't realize that Carla was chatting at the same time.
Oh,
sorry
okay.
about that.
And she said she wanted to send me a picture of the beach that she was on, but I guess she got very distracted and it never came.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to duck out and leave a space for somebody else. So thanks very much, and see you online some other day. Bye.
Pleasure hanging out. Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 So we have plenty of space in the Hangout. These Hangouts hold 10. We're going to be down to 4 shortly. And even if you're just not just a participant, if you're a newcomer and you want to try a Hangout, please feel free. Click on that link. If you're having any issues, let us know. Hello, T.
Susan can't pull herself away.
Can't go away. Bye.
Jeff has probably frozen you here somehow. He released you. You're so fortunate.
All right, T. You're here. We don't see you. Do we hear you? Hey, who's this, Vance? We haven't met that being before.
Yeah. He just jumped in my lap. Sometimes he does.
Oh, I wanted to have a quick say about TESOL.
Please.
Those of you who are involved with... Oh, no, I hear an echo. Hang on one second. I'm going to exit. I forgot to follow your advice and exit Illuminate. Okay, I was going to say, if you're volunteering for Evo, there's a high chance that you could earn a scholarship with TESOL, with professional development, for those of us. For example, the reason I've met Susan Hilliard, we met in TESOL in New Orleans, and we happened to be, just by circumstance, we were both receiving awards for scholarships, so she's done a lot of work. I'm just kind of a newbie and started in 2009 with Evo. But those of you who are interested in traveling to TESOL, they do provide those scholarships, and they like to hear when you write your grant application that you have been involved with Evo. So there was a lot of other Evo folks that I had never you know, met before, and there we were all standing waiting to get our awards, and are like, oh, Susan from drama. So that was cool. So a little plug for TESOL scholarships.
But can you provide some details? What kind of scholarship are we talking about?
Okay, well, for example, the professional development grant, and these are, if you're on the TESOL, the full website for TESOL International Association, you look up the scholarship link, and you can, the professional development grant allows you to attend TESOL for free. So they'll pay for the conference fees, and also I got the professional development grant, so the travel one pays for your, if you're abroad, it will pay for your airfare to come. And of course you have to provide all kinds of, you know, documentation that you're an ESL teacher and you're a member of, you do have to be a member of TESOL. And then the professional development grant lets you, those pre-conference institutes? Well, I got to attend one. I usually can't afford them because they're $150, $250. So I got to attend one of my choice with that grant.
Very cool.
So, yeah. So if I can do it, you can too.
Elizabeth Izquierdo in the Illuminate session says she has to go, but she'd like to say a few words. So Jeff, if you're
okay,
up for another of your speedy little jumps.
I don't
here
know about
we go.
Speedy, but here we come, Illuminate.
You're getting pretty good at this.
You know, this has not been as problematic as it could have been. All right, I'm going to stop talking, Illuminate. The floor is yours.
Okay, Evelyn. Hi.
Wonderful. Well, this is Evelyn Izquierdo speaking from Caracas, Venezuela. I'm so glad to be here again. Participated in this kickoff. So thank you very much, Jeff, Vance, and all the EVO coordinators, mentors, and participants. This is great. This is a unique opportunity we have to get together and do excellent things. It's right at the beginning of the year, so happy new year to you. I guess we are full of energy to start working and sharing, learning with our colleagues from all over the world. So thank you very much for this opportunity again. I want to thank Nina Liakos. She is our mentor in the podcasting for the ESL and ESL classroom session. And also all those who have been part of our team before, like Jose Rodriguez, who's working in the other platform. Cedira Perez was also with us last year, and this year we have two new co-moderators, Miguel Perez and Julia Ascension. And we're really glad to be a 100% Venezuelan team, so we're very proud to be participating this year again with our session. You are all invited to join us and share with us. We're so honored when someone from Bo or any other session or previous sessions join us too, because this is a team of wonderful moderators. This is A+, and we're really proud to be part of this team. So you are invited to join us if you can, because they're excellent sessions this year again. And if you want to say hello, stop by there and just say hello and participate with us, or join us on Saturday mornings at 16 GMT. Well, you're all invited. Okay, well, it's all for today. My best wishes to all of you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Evelyn. While we are in the Illuminate, does anyone else here want to say hello? I'll take that as a no.
Nina?
Nina's in the Hangout. I'm going to switch back, but I need to switch back to the Hangout, so I just wanted to check with the Illuminate first.
Okay, sure.
It seems like no one is grabbing that, so I'm going to switch back here and say hello to Nina. Hello, Nina.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. And okay. Before we get to you, Nina, there's a question for Vance, an excellent question in the
right,
other
about
text
the hashtag.
Chat. About the hashtag. What is the hashtag for EVU?
Okay, I got it. You know, funny thing, I tested the Illuminate audio, and it's working now. Anyway, okay, so... but
hashtag for EVO.
Yeah.
It's 2013 EVO. Not the other way around, because it's used... EVO means many other things, so they have the 2013 EVO. So I shared that in the Illuminate.
I got that from Carla when I was chatting with her, yes. Okay.
Okay. Question answered. That was easy. Back to you, Nina.
Okay. I don't have too much to say. I'm speaking from Gaithersburg, Maryland, which is about 20 miles from Washington, D.C. And I'm not very good at math, but I've been involved with EVO since 2006 when I took Becoming a Webhead. I didn't know what a webhead was. And basically
and now you
email.
Are one.
Yeah, well, sort of. and I've participated in Becoming a Webhead two or three times, in multi-literacies, which is now multi-MOOC, in podcasting in 2011. Last year I was in Class Digitools, which is not being done again, and at some point there I was co-moderating another session. I can't even remember the name of it, but it's been a wild ride. And this is my first year on the coordinating team, which is, again, a learning curve for me. And I'm mentoring the podcasting session, which is great because, as I said, I was a participant in 2011. It was a wonderful session, and I'm so glad to be able to do it again and confident that actually Miguel and Evelyn and their colleagues are probably going to be mentoring me more than I'm mentoring them. So it's exciting. I'm looking forward to EVO as always. I also plan to lurk in neuroscience because I'm really interested in the brain, and I don't know how I will have time to do all that and actually have my job and sleep. But, you know, I'll do the best that I can. And thanks for the opportunity to talk here. Good luck to everybody.
And Nina, I would like to ask you the same question I asked Sandra, because I recall 2006 when you were entering this world, and it was not the smoothest of first few steps, as I recall. Do you have any words of wisdom for people who might be feeling a little overwhelmed or frustrated with all these new tools and chaos?
Well, I guess one tip I would say is really... I think if people are working at the same time, that it's insane to try to do more than one session. I know that some people are able to do that. I have really never been able to do that, and I don't know that I'll be able to do it this time, although since I've already done one, I'm hoping to be able to kind of keep up in the other. But already in the session that I'm lurking in, the neuroscience, I've basically checked out of the interactive part of it. You know, when I see posts from participants, I just zap them right out of my email without even looking at them, because, you know, they're coming in like 20, 30, 40 a day, and I can't. I just can't do it. So my tip would be to start kind of small, not try to do too much. But I know that some people do sign up for more than one session because they plan to come back and go over the materials when it's over. My experience has been that I don't actually do that. I think that I'm going to do that, and I tell myself that I'm going to do that, but I don't do that. So my advice would be to sign up for one session and give it all you got.
And I would just add to that, don't feel like you have to understand everything and read every email.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it you skim. And also for the Yahoo group emails, I do daily digest. If I just get this constant flood into my inbox, it turns me off. So I
right.
use
well,
a daily
that's
digest.
What happens with Edmodo. There's right. no way to get a daily digest, and that's why I zap them right out of my email.
And
because
you can always
neuroscience
just go,
uses Edmodo.
You can always just go to that site and go to the Edmodo and see what's new, or go to the Yahoo.
Yeah, I've been saying, telling myself I should go to Edmodo and turn them off. Hi, kitty. Vance, what's your kitty's name?
His name is Lars, but we got him from somewhere else.
My niece has a cat named Lars. Popular cat name, related. I guess. Maybe not.
I don't like the digests. I have to have the mails one by one, because if I actually want to reply to one, you've got to tease it out of the digest. Whereas, you know, they're easy to zap if you don't need them, and you don't if you know you don't need it. It's recorded. It's all in the it's all on the cloud. But to get, I like to get the mails one by one, so that and I put a filter on all of them in Gmail, so that I can see if, you know, when I've got a lot of them, I can just identify those and then archive them. So,
right,
that works pretty well.
Yeah, because one of the problems is that when there are too many individual emails, they may crowd the emails that I need to see from my job out of the inbox.
Yeah, when I've got a lot of emails, if you set up filters for them, then they're identified. And if you've got a bunch of them, just click there, and you can always go back. I never do that, but you know, theoretically, you could always go back and find those emails, and then keep your inbox free for the job stuff.
I also don't use separate
emails.
That's what I was going to say. I don't use my primary email for Yahoo groups or whatever notifications, because it's just, even if you create a filter, when I'm ready to look, I'll go to that email and, you know, mm-hmm. look through what I want to
I'm afraid
through.
I would never be ready to look. But that's a good idea.
Them all coming in through Gmail, because you can set up those filters and then you can separate them out really quickly.
Yeah,
that's
what
I like
to do.
Everything comes in one place. You see everything, you know.
Yeah, I have mine set up as a priority inbox, and all the Edmodo stuff comes in, you know, as non-priority. But then if other stuff comes in as non-priority, I haven't figured out how to see more. There used to be a way, you know, click on see more. But now there doesn't seem to be a way to do that since Google rearranged Gmail.
All right, well,
or
we're
maybe
coming
I
up
just
to
haven't
the
figured it out.
2-hour mark here, so I want to put out a last call. If you've been sitting there thinking, oh, should I join the Hangout? Shouldn't I join the Hangout? The answer is yes. Hangout now, or...
I will leave the Hangout now so that to make room for somebody else.
There's plenty of space. We've got 6 spaces. I'd say Hangout, Nina.
Okay, so I'll hang out and just kick me out when the time comes.
And I see Sandra has shared her slide share.
She added the app.
I'll say, sorry, I was going to try to dig for it, but I realize it's showing up for everybody. So I have one for Evo. I have one for Evo, so I will go and find it. I thought I'd share it at the end.
I don't see it, but then I don't know where it is.
It's blank right now.
I'm in so many places, I'm a little bit confused.
Kat was very curious about Hangouts.
All right, well, I'm not
cute.
Seeing much eagerness for more Hangouters. So why don't we head into wrap-up mode? Any final words?
I guess my final word would be to keep learning, but have fun while doing. And the interaction is the one thing that you can't do later. So if you have a choice between doing homework and interacting, you might almost want to interact. You could do the homework later. It's obviously ideal to do all of it. Nice tail on the cat.
Yeah. I think there was a really interesting experience we had with Carla's session, the neuroscience one, because it's on a topic that they don't really know a lot about. And they became anxious at one point that their expert wasn't going to participate fully. And so Carla turned to the coordinators for advice and asked what did we think she should do. And we all kind of thought, well, this is a great... You know, these sessions don't necessarily have an expert, because, you know, if you want to find out about neurosciences and you start a session about it, then you can crowdsource that information. It's kind of the MOOC philosophy in a way. Um, you you just pull from the participants, and the participants can teach themselves. And the whole idea is that you don't really need a teacher. There, in fact, I said in a plenary one time that there's no such, I didn't think there was any such thing as a language teacher. I don't think you can teach a language. The language has to be learned. So maybe you could actually teach someone about neurosciences and mathematical concepts and things like that. But basically, people really have to learn these things to, you know, if they're going to get into the higher Bloom's taxonomy, you know, up to the top of that pyramid. So that's kind of the attitude, I think, for the sessions, is we're not really experts in the things that we teach necessarily, but we're just interested in them and passionate about them. And as Sandra said, we do it because we want to learn, you know. And Stephen Downs said that at the first MOOC in 2008, someone asked him, why did he go to the trouble of putting on a course for thousands of people with all the nightmare management things they were getting into? They didn't know what they were getting into. He said, well, because I'll learn from it. You know, and that's just what we're doing. We're learning, and that's what we really like to do. And so we all like to learn together, and that's, you know, what the sessions are all about. So you don't really, and you don't, and if you're not, you know, you learn what you can. So that's another thing I would say, is that don't be concerned about what you're not learning. Just take what you can, learn what you can, and be happy with that.
I'd like to jump in, and that's all very, very true. When you're learning about something like neuroscience, when you're learning about something like podcasting and using different tools, I think that is something that can be taught. And I want to just shout out to Evelyn and Miguel, who were the moderators with Jose Rodriguez the year that I took podcasting first, for an absolutely stellar lineup of tutorials on how to use Audacity, Podbean, and the other tools that they were teaching. That was absolutely great, and it was really a highlight of the session, because when you got stuck, you could go back to those video tutorials that they had made and review what you needed to do. It was really, really helpful.
Yeah, but they're not teaching you at that time. You're learning. You know, when the learner is ready, the teacher appears. And, you know, at Russell Standards.
Well, yes, but they made the tutorials, and when they made them, they were teaching. And when I watched them, I was learning. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't made the tutorials, I would probably still be, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the flipped classroom concept, you know, mm-hmm. that you're supposed to make teaching materials that students can then use in their own time. And but if they hadn't made the tutorials and you really wanted to learn it, you probably would have found a way, and especially if you have a network. So you would have got it somehow. But certainly those things facilitated. And that's what teachers do, is we try to make things easier for, you know, we try to facilitate.
And one of the things I try to facilitate is, for me, like you were saying, Nina, the social part is a huge fun part. And for me, kind of just lurking, seeing what's going on in all the different sessions. And
do you lurk in all the sessions, Jeff?
I do my best, but it's not that easy.
Really?
Because some feeds aren't, I mean, I want a page of like, what is this session talking about this week, and what are the live events this week? And there's still no combined calendar. Oh, how I would love a combined EVO calendar. Some of the Yahoo groups are open, so I can aggregate the RSS feeds, the Edmodos and other places, not the Moodles, not so much. But I'll be doing my best at webheadsinaction.org to create some kind of interface where people can kind of tune into what's going on in the different sessions and what's being published out there.
Yeah, your cool casts are really sort of, I can't, was that with the EduMOOC?
From EduMOOC and whatever the MOOC was after that, I kind of did it too.
Yeah, you sort of carved out a part of it, you know, and set up these cool casts, which became a kind of another center, and it developed a little coterie of people who were, you know, who followed along and made that. Actually, for me, that was my MOOC experience. You know, I sort of do the same thing. I lurk in other parts of it, but then, and I was engaged in that particular part of it because the timing happened to be right. So
And I'd love to hang out, and I'd be very interested in, you know, last year I did a couple of open hangouts for EVO. I'd be willing to do that again if people are interested. There wasn't huge interest last year. I'd be glad to kind of work with individual sessions if they're interested. And, I mean, the thing is about hanging out, it's so easy. And you know, it doesn't have to be the whole session. If a group of people within a session want to talk about a particular topic, let's hang out. And for me, I find these hangouts so much more conversational than an Illuminate or those kinds of things. Here, I feel like we're all looking at each other, and we're the audio and the video is really good. But I'm biased, I guess.
I remember when you guys were first doing your webcasting, you know, when you started World Bridges, and when we discovered each other, we were one of you had the one is the loneliest number of moments, but then, you know, you went around to conferences and you carried a webcam with you and you talked to people and they said, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this live? Why don't you just record it and play it later?" And, you know, you had the secret. This is what you need to do. You need to actually make a conversation out of it and bring it to the real. You know, sure, you can go back and listen to the recording later, or other people can, but, you know, to actually be here engaged in this conversation, an element of that learning experience that a lot of people miss, but you got your finger on it.
Yep. And I'll just mention, as my project for 2013, I mean, what I really want to get going is this kind of thing for language learning. You know, right now, if language learners want to go somewhere and have that kind of social interaction with other learners or with educators, there's a few places, but nothing's really gained that much traction for the live interaction component. So I'm going to be fiddling with EnglishBridges.net and seeing what I can get going there.
That's cool,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, you fell Bridges for a while. Graham
I did,
Stanley.
And I just, the name never worked, and I EnglishBridges.net opened up, so I'm going to go with English Bridges.
Why not? Cool.
So, any last words?
Beautiful smells coming from the kitchen back here behind me.
Is anybody still of us in Illuminate? Can you see the chat box? I closed it down.
Yes.
We have 8 people hanging in there.
Evelyn is there.
Any questions?
Lane is there. Lane is there still? Lane, you never did join us in the Hangout? Or I wonder if she's actually there or away from keyboard maybe?
Awk.
Well, I have to say, I think this might be the smoothest launch webcast ever.
Just add a few more venues and it would be
that's
perfect.
What we need.
Yeah, we'll have to dream up some new ones for next time. Oh, we didn't really discuss the end of on the 17th. There should be an end of EVO session. We haven't really talked about that, but anyway.
If this
we'll
is a
that.
Kickoff, would that be a kick-on?
You know, I was thinking about the term kickoff, and I feel like that's a little bit North American centric. I mean, kickoff is sort of like an American football term, isn't it?
Yes, it is. How about launch?
I'm thinking that's probably launch or takeoff and landing. Or
can I always say opening ceremony, closing ceremony. Yeah. That's so formal, though.
Yeah. All right, well,
call
we'll
it a scrum.
A scrum?
What? A scrum?
A scrum, yeah.
What's that?
it's when all the rugby players pile up on top of one another. And
well, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Lane says she forgot how to join the Hangout. I think if you give her the link one more time, she will come and join us.
Okay. Let's see what we can find here.
Oh.
I kept getting the wrong link.
I just got
to say another great way is find Jeff LeBeau and then join him if he's already in your circles. You'll see the live event going on right now. That's a shortcut.
We have it here somewhere. Here it is.
I just tossed it in the chat where she is, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, in Illuminate.
Ah, in English football,
no.
They also
no,
kick
no, no,
off.
No.
Football, Bob, you mean soccer, right?
Okay. Well, if it works for soccer, then, because that's a lot more international.
And Peggy says she doesn't think of it as American, particularly.
Okay, I'm pasting the... I found the Hangout link, and I'm putting it in Illuminate.
Let me go ahead and invite her specifically.
So you guys can see the PowerPoint? Just wanted to add it to this so people can go through it later. But can everybody see it right now?
I can't see it, but I don't know where should I be looking. I just have two windows open.
Probably you have to launch it.
I haven't shared it.
Yeah.
I launched it, but let's see.
Because we should see it instead of your avatar, instead of your webcam. It should become what we see.
Slide share, Jeff. What's lower third?
Lower third is a little banner you can put on the bottom of your... you can write your name or you can write a little tagline that appears... But none of us have it because it's not working right now. We all tried to get it. When it says you have to install a toolkit or something like that.
Lane, congratulations. You made it in.
Hey, Lane.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
This has been so... I haven't done this in so long, I forgot how to do it.
Oh, well, you figured it out. Well done.
You're on, Lane.
Hi, Lane. How are you?
Lane, okay. I'm wondering if you're still getting audio from what you were watching. If you were watching...
Yeah, I just closed everything.
Excellent.
I closed everything now, I think. And I muted Illuminate. Yeah, I've been trying to follow two visuals and two chats and getting all kinds.
I get it.
So that speaks to what you were talking about. But
what?
All right, here's Lane. Your audio is getting very audio wonky, and it sounds to me like it's a bandwidth connection.
She sounds like a guitar.
What I would suggest, or Lane, you're back.
Maybe she's an alien.
That could be. You broke up. We lost your last few sentences, Lane. Do you want to try again?
Okay. How is this now? Is this better?
I'm using wireless.
Okay, I just wanted to say I concur with what everyone said. You have to manage your time in EVO, and what I suggest is if you try to do too much, like I did this morning, it takes you 2 hours before you can actually participate because you're spending so much time figuring out who's where and what to look at and what to listen to. So every year, I mean, it'll be back again next year. So my suggestion is each year, pick what interests you that year. Who do you want to work with? What do you want to learn? How do you want to participate? And kind of narrow it enough so that you can have a thread that you follow throughout the five weeks now, I think, and just decide that's your goal for this particular time. And I know for me every year it's different. I just joined the VANSIS group. Because my university is talking a lot about the impact of MOOCs on traditional higher education, and I need to get up to speed because they put me on the task force for online learning this year. So that's my PD for this year. And then I'm mentoring the Moodle for Teachers. I'm a big fan of Moodle and of Nelly. And I did try to participate earlier, but I was a little confused. I was in Illuminate, and then I was watching Google, and then she went into WYSIQ, and I got WYSIQ, and I just didn't manage at all. But I've been doing this for years, and if I'm confused, imagine what it's like for new people. So I really have to say for anyone who's listening to the recording or is here today right now, if you're new, be patient with yourself. I mean, we'll all be patient with you, but be patient with yourself. Anything that's new, just like your students, if you're an English language teacher, you know that patience and support go together. So you have to also, as I said, be good to yourself and just manage your time and pick something that you can learn.
That's great advice.
Okay. Thank you. Glad I finally got here. I've been here since 9 o'clock, but... I've been here since 14 GMT.
Well, very glad
to meet you. Elizabeth Hampson Smith has just turned up in Illuminate and said,
wherever here is.
Now, how do I go away?
Well, you can stay where you are.
Okay.
Elizabeth Hampson Smith has just appeared in Illuminate, suppose she can hear us. And she says, hi all, sorry to be so late. Big night last night.
Ooh.
And something. And so I have to scroll and had to download and install stuff. Yes, she can hear us. Oh, so we got to stop talking about her.
It's past 1 a.m. here, and I need to
shall
teach.
Shall we finish off and illuminate?
Okay, we'll give Elizabeth
the
final
place
word.
That's where I'm not.
Let me switch this again.
Oh, I just want to say one more thing really quick. Can I?
Yes.
Hello?
Sure. Go ahead.
Am I still here? I got a wonderful Christmas present. I just want to share this with all of you because you're, techie types. My son gave me wireless
awesome.
Headset. So what I was doing this morning, because I wasn't talking until just now, all morning I've had on this wireless one, walking around my kitchen, making my coffee, doing whatever I want, and you connect it. This is the dock. And you can connect it to your television set or to your computer or to whatever you want, and it charges. Nice. And you can, and it's also good because I have a hearing problem, and that's another story. But it doesn't have a mic. But if you're just listening, you can walk around, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then when I used my regular headset now because I'm talking. But I just thought I'd share that for people who want to walk around and listen. Okay.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. I have headset.
It does take up. A USB port on your computer?
No, it doesn't.
You can get a hub.
It's not a USB.
Wireless.
And the wall.
I see that Lisa had the same question that I did.
What? I'm sorry. No USB. No.
Okay.
You're talking about this? This is the dock is plugged into the wall, but that's just to charge
it. So it just connects.
This goes into the, how am I going to show this? This just goes in instead of what I have now, I have the regular headset speaker connection. This one is the speaker connection.
Mm-hmm.
So you put this in to your speaker connection, just like a headset. You plug it in, but then it's wireless. Okay?
Good.
That's a lovely toy. All right.
Yeah.
Illuminate, we're going to head your way and give you the last word here. Illuminate, you are on.
I just wanted to welcome everybody, and I'm so happy to be able to be part of the send-off. And I hope you guys all have fun. I think Lane's advice was really good to choose one of the many sessions and try to really focus closely on that because the time just goes so fast. So that's about all the words of advice I have, and I think everybody ought to get either their day started or back to bed, depending on their time zone. Good to talk to you.
That is some excellent advice, Elizabeth. I'm going to take you up on that. Vance, did you want to?
Yeah, I was going to say time goes fast unless you're a moderator. It does seem to go quickly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Vance and Nina, and everyone who participated, and everyone who tuned in, and everyone who's going to enjoy their EVO experience. This recording will be up sometime within the next 24 hours at webheadsinaction.org and assorted venues, no doubt. Have a wonderful EVO. We'll be hanging out, tuning in, and learning together.